Today's daf is Menachas Daf Chof Hei, and we are at the very top of Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Before we begin, I want to say that today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim David Ben Yitzchok Meir Halevi. So the topic of today's daf is the tzitz, specifically the special power that the tzitz had to make certain avodos that technically should have been invalid, valid. So we know that the big day kahuna were like living organisms. They had a koyach for themselves. The Gemara says in the end of Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh, so Perek Mizbeach Mekadosh is a very lamdish perek, one of the most lamdish perekim in Seder Gachem. But the last amud is Agadata. And one of the things the Gemara discusses, Amar Ab in Yoni Bar Sosoi, Loma Nismecha Parshas Karbonis La Parshas Big Dekahuna, Loma Lachat Ma Karbonis Mechaprin, just like the Karbonis had an ability to be Mechaper, Af Big Dekahuna Mechaprin, Kisoinis Mechaperis Hashvich Hasdomim, Michnesayim Mechaperis Al Gili Arayos, Mitznefes Mechaperis Al Gassi Ruach, etc., etc. And the Gemara went and listed all the Big Dekahuna and correlated them to a particular Avera and mentioned that the Big Day Kahuna had an ability in and of themselves to be Mechaper. Stating that the Tzitz, which was one of the Big Day Kahuna, had an additional ability. Not only was it Mechaper, like Big Day Kahuna were Mechaper, not only was it Machsher, the Kohen, or in the case of the Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol, to be able to do the Avoida so that he shouldn't be a Mechusar Begadim, but the Tzitz was also Meratza. Specifically, as we'll see in the Mishnah, and that's really the topic of today's daf, if the Dam of the Karbon, the Chalavim of the Karbon, or the basar, the carbon, became tameh, where ordinarily, now that part of the carbon is tameh, that should pose some serious challenges to this avodah being done in a way that's kosher. There's a concept of the tzitz being meratza, and that somehow allows us to look away from the fact that there's tumah involved. As it relates to the pratei dina, we'll see that during the course of the daf. But for now, this idea of tzitz meratza is applied to menachas. Again, that's the theme of the beginning of Masechtas Menachas. We're taking sugyas that we've already learned, some of the more lamdisha and important fundamental sugyas in Masechtas Vachem, and we're applying them to Menachas. Zok the Mishnah, Nitma ha-koymeitz, if the koymeitz of the mincha became tameh, ve'hikrivoi, and the koym was makrivit anyways, it's miratza, no worries. The tzitz works. Yotza. What if the koymetz was yotza? Psul yotza v'ikrivoi in a tzitz meratza. Sha tzitz meratza ala tome ve'in a meratza ala yotza. Although the tzitz is meratza, but it's only meratza on the psul of tuma, it's not meratza on the psul of yotza. Tanu rabbanu benosa harin as havoyin hakadosh. The pasuk says, v'hoya al meitzach haharin, referring to the tzitz, the nasa aharin es havoin hakadoshim asher yakdishu bnei Yisrael l'chol matnus kodesheya. That's the pasuk that mentions this special koyach that the tzitz has to be meratza. The pasuk says, v'nasa aharin es havoin hakadoshim, that aharin, by wearing the tzitz, is going to carry, he's going to somehow make go away the Avera of Kaddish. What Avera are we discussing? It says the Gemara, V'chei'ez Avainu Nois, Imtaim Avain Pigol, are we referring to the Avera of Pigol? Harik Farnema Lo Yichashev. The Torah says regarding Pigol Lo Yichashev, which, although the Gemara darshins in Zvachim Chavtesam Adbeiz, we always refer to that Gemara, that it's a loisa say, that thou shall not think bad thoughts when you bring a garment. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even get Malkus for a Machsheves Pigol, because it's lo yichashev. Rabbi Yehuda holds lav she'im by ma'isa lo kinol, but that's not the pashim shan of the pasuk. Pashim shan of the pasuk is lo yichashev. We're not going to consider the carbon. In other words, the carbon is possible. What do you mean? The tzitz is meratza. So you see clearly that the tzitz is not meratza the avoyin of pigol. If it's referring to the avera of noisar, harik far nemar lo yiratza. It says regarding noisar lo yiratza. So which avoyin is the tzitz meratza for? Ha'inei noise elo avoyin tomo. And what would be the reason to say that tumah should be different than noisa, should be different than pigol? Shehutshu michlala b'tzibur. Because you find a certain kula in the psul tumah, and that is, if the tzibur, or raiva the tzibur was tameh, tumah hutshu b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, certain karbanos were able to be brought. Thus, you see a certain kula, hutshu michlala, when it comes to tumah, so it makes sense if the tzitz is meratza for a certain psul, it's meratza for the psul of Toma. In other words, you don't find any hutra mechlala when it comes to the avoyin pigol. You don't find any hutra mechlala when it comes to the avoyin noisar. You do find hutra mechlala when it comes to Toma. Thus, when the Torah says very ambiguously. V'nosso aharin es havoin hakadoshim. Now we don't know what this havoin hakadoshim is. It makes sense to say that which havoin is it? It's the havoin of Tomer. Maskef l'Rav Zeira. But Rav Zeira said, are these the only three psulim that you have in kachim? So that if it's not noiser, it's not pigle, by process of elimination, it must be tomo. Maybe it's the psul yoitze. And that too is hutra michlaloi. Shehutra michlaloi bevoma. So the same kula that you have in tomo, that it's hutra michlaloi betzibur, you have by yoitze. It's not hutra michlaloi betzibur, but it's hutra michlaloi bevoma. The pasuk says lefnei Hashem in this same context of the tzitz, and we learn from there, oven the lefnei Hashem in oven the yoitze loy. Yoitze is a psul that by definition is not lefnei Hashem. Where does Yoytzei happen? When it's Yoytzei. When it's not in the Mechitzais of the Azor. Thus, there's a drasha that says that the Aveiru that the Tzitz is being Meratzah for has to be an Ovindel of Nei Hashem. Tumah is an Ovindel of Nei Hashem. Tumah can happen anywhere, but it could also happen with Nei Hashem, as opposed to Yoytzei that by definition was not with Nei Hashem. Maskel Rabbi Lo, Emi Avon Smoil. Maybe it's talking about the Aveiru or the Psul of smile, if a kohen did his avodah with his left hand, which is one of the psulim that I mentioned with regards to zvachim and menachos, maybe that's what it's referring to, and that too has the same hutra michlaloi b'yom kippurim, because on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol, when he carried the kaf and the machta, carried one of them with his left hand, and the halacha of the k'tiris on Yom Kippur was considered an avodah. Thus, you see, you could do avodah with your left hand. That's hutra michlaloi. As the same kula tumah, as maybe that's what the tzitz was meratzah for. Amalei abaya, amakra, avoyin oven shahayu bo, udechisiv, lafuki yemi kippurim, dechshere bismarlo. When we say hutra michlala, what we're trying to find in this context is we're trying to find a hutra michlala where the psul exists in another area, yet the Torah looked away from the psul, such as tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, tumah which is hutra michlala, doesn't mean that by a carbon tzibur there's no such thing as tumah. Of course, such a thing as tumah. Certainly, according to the Ma'an Dama, that holds tumah d'chuyah b'tzibur. There is a cheftz of tumah. It has implications even l'halacha. We say that, despite the fact it's tumah, and ordinarily, tumah creates psul. When it comes to tzibur, tumah is not going to create psul. Thus, it's hutra michlale. I found a place where there's the psul tumah, and the psul tumah doesn't impact the carbon. So through here, the tzitz will be meratza and say, despite the fact that there's tumah, still the tzitz is going to be meratza on the tumah. As opposed to smile, where although you find hutra michlaloi, you find that smile is mutter in another place, on Yom Kippur, but over there, it's not the pshat, there's a psul smile. But the Torah said, despite the fact that it's possible, it's okay. There's no psul smile at all. So although throughout Zvachim and Achas, the Gemara often will refer to smile as hutra michlaloi, but it's not the same hutra michlaloi as tumah. Tumah is a hutra michlaloi in that there's tumah, yet it's still mutter. Smile is hutra michlaloi, but really there's no psul smile in the example of where it's hutra michlaloi. And being that we're playing on the word avoin, avoin suggests avoin shahayu bayu dechisev. Thus, smile doesn't fit the criteria as well as tumah does. Therefore, tzitz is meratza on tumah. It's not meratza on smol. Rav Ashi said a different tarot. How I know that tzitz is not meratza on smol? Because the pasuk says v'nasa aharon es avoin hakadoshim. Avoin hamakdishim. Avoin hakadoshim sounds like there's something wrong with the heftza. There's something wrong with the actual. It became tameh or noiser or pigle. In this case, tameh, as opposed to smol, where there's nothing wrong with the heftza. What's wrong is with the gavra. The problem is the makdish, the koyin, did the avoid in the wrong way. It's mechaper an avoid hakodoshim, not an avoid makdish. Maybe it means balmum, which is also cheftza, and it's hutta mechlovei ba'ofis, the omamar, Thomas Vazachris, but behavior in Thomas Vazachris, ba'ofis. There's no psul balmum when it comes to an oif. So it's hutra mechlovei. It's also avoin hakadoshim v'lo avoin makdishim. So you can check off all the boxes. It technically meets all the criteria. So maybe when the pasuk says regarding the tzitz, v'hoya al mitzach haharin v'nos haharin as avoin hakadoshim, maybe it means that if there was a psul balmum in the carbon, the tzitz is meratza. How do you know it's being meratza on the psul tumah amalei? So he told him back, olecha amakra lo yiratza. Another pasuk says ki lo yiratza niya lecham. The Torah says twice that when it comes to a balmum, lo yiratza ki lo yiratza. Lo yiratza, obviously, there's nothing being meratza, not even the tzitz, because if the tzitz was meratza, the Torah wouldn't say lo yiratza. Bottom line is, by process of elimination, we went through some psulim. We went through pigel, went through noisar, we went through smile, we went through yoitze, we went through balmum. It must be that when the Torah says that the tzitz is meratza, it's meratza on the psul tumah. Now, Tosfos asks some obvious questions. Maybe it's the psul zarus. Tosfos If you look in the Achronim, they have other kashas. Bottom line is, the Gemara only went through a sampling of other psulim. I am Berishonim Achronim. If you want to work out some of the other psulim that I mentioned in Zvachim and Menachis, the bottom line is, it's more oppressive on the nation than anything else. Because really, the Torah doesn't say anywhere what the tzitz was meratzah for. But we know that tzitz was meratzah. That's a pasuk in the Torah. What was it meratzah for? That's the Mishnah. It's meratzah on Tumah. So if it's a case of a zevach, it's going to be meratzah on dam and the chelev and the basar, as we'll see in the course of the daf, in the context of menachas, which is what we're learning right now, it's the Mishnah. Nitma hakoymeitz vehekrivoi hatzitz meratzah. Either way, zokt de gemara vayt tanu rabbanon dam shenitma vizarkoi, if the dam became tamei vizarkoi, and then a koyin did zrika bishoygeg hurtza bemezid loy hurtza. So dam became tamei, and now there was a zrika. If it happened bishoygeg hurtza, if it happened bemezid loy hurtza, how could it be hurtza? The tzitz is meratza. That's our Mishnah. Our Mishnah discusses it in the context of a mincha. This brice over here is discussing it in the context of a zevach. Now, the brice is a little bit unclear because the brice is differentiating between shoygig and mezid. The question is, what happened to shoygig and what happened to mezid? I'll present two ways how you could learn this brice. Dam shenitma, the dam became tomei v'zarkei, and the zrika was done. B'shoygig, if it became tomei b'shoygig, hurtza. B'mezid, if it became tomei b'mezid, loy hurtza. That's option A. Option B would be dam shenitma, the dam became tamei. I don't care how it became tamei. V'zorka, and now the koyin did zrika. B'shoygig, if he did the zrika, b'shoygig, hurtza. B'mezid, loy hurtza. So the truth is, we'll see at the end of the daf, it's going to be a machlokes amayron, exactly how to learn this braisa. But for now, we'll follow Rashi. Rashi says, v'hai shoygig u'mezid, mefarish l'kamon ahai koi. So for now, Rashi says it's not important to know necessarily whether b'shoygeg u'mezid are referring to the tumah of the zrika or the zrika the tumah. Bottom line is, we'll leave it for now. The reason it's interesting that it's not important to know that is because the whole topic of the daf is going to be this idea right now, the chiluk between shoygeg u'mezid. But for now, there's going to be some suspense and foreshadowing. We're going to be left hanging now, knowing whether this shoygeg u'mezid, which is the topic of the entire daf, we don't even know what the definition is. Does it mean it became tumah b'shoygeg, or does it mean that the zrika was done b'shoygeg? Either way, the price continues. B'met var mamru, when is this shuv yach? That's your shuv for a carbon yach. Avot b'tzibur, if it was a carbon tzibur, bein b'shoygeg, bein b'mezid. What happened? We don't know. It worked. When it comes to the carbon of a non-Jew, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, bein ba'oynis, bein b'ratzon, the halacha is loy burtza. Either way, what we need for this next part of the daf right now is the braisa is distinguishing between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur as it relates to the halacha of tzitz meratzah. When it comes to a carbon yachid, the only time that tzitz is meratzah is b'shoygeg. B'mezid, the tzitz is not meratzah. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, it doesn't matter if it was b'shoygeg or b'mezid. Bein b'shoygeg, bein b'mezid, words. So there's a chiluk between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur, specifically as it relates to b'mezid. When it comes to a carbon yachid, the tzitz is meratzah b'shoygeg, it's not meratzah b'mezid. When it comes to a carbon tzibur that sits as meratza, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid. For 18 for a minute, I'll ask you a stira. Al mahat sits meratza, al adam, v'al abosar, v'al achelev shenitma. Bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid. Bein b'oynis, bein b'rotz. Bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. It's a stira. This price says clearly that sits as meratza, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, bein b'yochid, bein b'tzibur. Those are the two parts of this price that we really need. So you see clearly that the tzitz is meratzah even for a carbon yachid, even b'mezid. So it's a blatant contradiction. I'm Rabbi Yosef Lekasha. I'm Rabbi Yosef Arabot. Time to learn to the price. So ein tormin min atome al ator. Ve'in toram b'shoygeg chumasay chumba b'mezid ein chumasay chumba. So the Gemara is going to apply a halacha that's completely unrelated to what we're learning right now. But there's a principle in that Gemara that our Gemara thinks is relevant. That is, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to be toirim l'katchila from truma tmeya onto truma tahira. What happens if a person does it? Says the Gemara, b'shoigig, if he did it b'shoigig, trumas v'chumra. B'mezid, if he did it b'mezid, ain't trumas v'chumra. Rabbi Yossi says, b'im b'shoigig, b'im b'mezid, trumas v'chumra. No, it's always truma. It doesn't matter if he did it b'shoigig, doesn't matter if he did it b'mezid, it's always going to be truma. Now, what's pshat in the Tanakhama? That the Tanakhama says only b'shoigig, trumas v'chumra, b'mezid, ain't trumas v'chumra. Presumably he holds that the Chachamim made a knas, that they held a ping that ain't tarmim min a tamei al atar, even though in tarim b'shoigig it's good, which means that it's not ma'akev in the truma, meaning it's okay to be mafresh min atomei al atar, but don't do a b'mezid. And if you do a b'mezid, ain't truma s'truma. Rabbi Yossi said that no, even though it's not something you're supposed to do, but bein b'shoigig and bein b'mezid, truma s'truma. Meaning there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama in this braisa, if a person does something b'mezid that he wasn't supposed to do, do we give him a knas and say that it's not going to be okay? Or do we not give him a knas? Says the Gemara, if the tzitz is meratza, b'shoigig, then the tzitz is meratza b'mezid also. The only tzad that the tzitz shouldn't be meratza is because we're going to be koines, and we're going to say, b'mezid, you're going and you're taking dam that's tome and you're putting it on the mezbech. I know the tzitz is meratza, but still, you're not supposed to do it l'katchila, so why do you do it l'katchila? Tzitz meratza means if it happened, b'shoigig. But why are you doing it l'katchila? So let's go ahead and give a knas. But the question is, do we cancel a person for doing something b'mezid that he wasn't supposed to do? It seems to be a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi, in the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, yeah, we do. Therefore, the Tanakhama holds that if someone's Torah and not Tomei Allah, Torah ben Mezid ain't Trumas v'Truma. Rabbi Yossi says, we're not. If that's the case, the two braises that we have with regards to a Kohen that did the Zrika ben Mezid, whether or not the Zrika should be okay, meaning that Tzitz should be Meratza, or that Tzitz should not be Meratza, is telling the Machlekes, Rabbi Yossi, according to the Tanakhama, who hold that we were koine someone that's Torah and not Tomei Alatar, so too, the tzitz will only be meratza for a carbon yachad b'shoigig, it's not going to be meratza b'mezid. Rabbi Yossi who holds, there's no difference between shoigig and mezid, we never give a knas, even for a mezid, so there's going to be no knas, even if the carbon yachid became either Tomei b'mezid or the zrika was dumb b'mezid, whichever one it means, we don't know yet, Rashi says, but for right now, it doesn't matter. The point is, mezid doesn't have any impact. So if mezid doesn't have any impact, that's the second braisa that says, bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid, bein b'yachid, bein b'tzibur, it's always going to be miratz. So the first braisa, therefore, is the Tanakhama of that Mesachtes Chumas, and the second braisa is going to be Rabbi Yossi of that Mishnah Mesachtes Chumas. What does it have to do with each other? One has nothing to do with the other. One is discussing that tzitz being meratza. The other one is discussing being mafis Chum and Atame Alatar. It's one principle that they have, and there's one common denominator, and that is you weren't supposed to do it. You did it. B'shoigig, we know it's okay. What if you did it b'mezid? Is there a knas for mezid or not? The tan of the first price in our sugya holds is a knas for mezid. That's why by carbon yachid sits is not meratza b'mezid. It's a knas. The second price is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we're not koines. But the Gemara says, Eimet Shamalei the Rabbi Yossi the like koines. The meratza tzitz al achilois. Mi Shamalei. You can't say that tan of this price is Rabbi Yossi. You know I know that. Because this braisa, the second braisa said, that the tzitz, in addition to being meratza and dam became tame, it's meratza and basa that became tame, and it's meratza and chelov that became tame as well. And the truth is, it's a machlokes tanoim, whether the tzitz was meratza and basa that became tame. Rashi says, everybody agrees that tzitz was meratza and dam tame. That's this mission. Nobody argues with this halacha. Everybody agrees that the tzitz was meratza and chelov. That's the part of the animal, the basa that went on the mizbech, that became tame. The question is, what about the basa that was eaten? If it became tummy, was the tzitz meratza or was the tzitz not meratza? Now, just to be clear, everybody holds that if basa becomes tummy, even though the tzitz is meratza, it doesn't allow the person now to go ahead and eat the basa. The kehanim couldn't eat the basa, the bailim couldn't eat the basa. You're not allowed to eat kachim that's tummy. It's very, very chomer. And it doesn't matter, tzitz meratza, tzitz not meratza. What does it mean that the tzitz is meratza and basa tummy? So the Shita Mekubet says, right here on the Amud says, two pshatim, but we'll just speak out one. And that is, it's negei the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. It's going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, by the way. The machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua has a chiddush in Zvachim. We had it, parichos already in Menachis, in ein basar, ein dam. That means if there's no basar, or there's no basar that's kosher, ein dam, you can't go ahead and do this Rika. Al zeh nemar tzitz meratza al basar. What happens if the basar became tamei? The tzitz will be meratza, and it will say that even though the basar is tamei, which means ein basar, which means ein dam. No, the tzitz is meratza. But the tzitz is not going to be meratza al basar tamei to allow you to eat the basar. What's the lamdus? What's the methodology? Tzitz meratza works for hechsher avoida. So as the tumas basar relates to hechsher avoida, the halach of ein basar ein dam, you have the tzitz meratza. But tzitz meratza doesn't work for achilas kachim. So as it relates to the achilas kachim, for that it's not going to work. But the bottom line is this brisa that said aman tzitz meratza ala dam bala basar ala chelav is clearly of the opinion that tzitz is not just meratza on dam shenitma or on chelav shenitma. It's meratza on basar shenitma as well. It's what's known as in Gemara vernacular, tzitz meratza al achilos, on basar, the basar that was eaten. Not to allow you to eat it, but to say that this basar, so that you have no chisaron of a main basar, ain't that. The problem with saying that the second brayse is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that we're not koines by mezid, just like it, you're not allowed to be tumah atame al atar, but if you do it even by mezid, it's truma. So too, you want to say that if the tumah happened by mezid, it's okay. It's very nice. You're applying a principle in afrashas truma to a principle in sitz meratza. We're varfing over here. It's beautiful. It's very, very geschmack. The problem is that paraisa, agav, is of the opinion sitz meratza al achilos. And we have information about Rabbi Yossi as it relates to the halacha of tzitz meratza al achilos. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, oimer tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi, oimer eina tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi can't be the tanya of the brayso. The Gemara says, epoch. You know what? Maybe flip that second brayso. Rabbi Eliezer, oimer eina tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yossi, oimer tzitz meratza al achilos. Okay, if Rabbi Yossi holds tzitz meratza al achilos, then I call yovei al mekayim b'shalom. But the Gemara says, maskevel Rabbi Sheishes, so mi matis afchisla. You can't switch that last brayso, because if you switch that last brayso, it's very nice. Rabbi Yossi will hold tzitz meratza al achilos, so he'll be the second brisa that we began the daf with. It's all good, right? The problem is then Rabbi Eliezer is going to walk away holding that the tzitz was not meratza al achilos. Problem is, we have a long-winded brisa that's going to take us almost to the bottom of the oven now, where the Gemara is just going to prove one thing, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that the tzitz was also meratza al achilos. So you can't tell me, epoch, that Rabbi Yossi holds tzitz meratza al achilos, Rabbi Eliezer holds in that tzitz meratza al achilos, because I know Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz meratza al achilos. So what are we going to try to accomplish now with this long-winded brisa? Because it's going to be very easy to forget. What we're going to try to accomplish now is that Rabbi Yossi cannot hold at tzitz meratz al achilos in that brisa. Thus, Rabbi Yossi must hold ein tzitz meratz al achilos. If he holds ein tzitz meratz al achilos, he can't be the tana of the previous brisa, which means we're left with a stira. Okay, how do you know that Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz meratz al achilos? V'tani relent to the brisa. Yochel basa shenit melufnezi because dami yuchay yavin alei mishum tumah. Not an easy brisa. I would think that if basa became tame before zrika, and somebody tame went ahead and ate the basa, you would think he should be chayiv kar. So we know that if somebody that's tame, some of the harder sugyas in kachem, eats kachin, the halach is he's chayiv karas. So if someone that's tahar eats kachin that's tameh, it's a problem. But if someone is tameh and eats kachin that's tahar, it's even a bigger problem. Tumas aguf is more chamer than tumas basar. If somebody eats kachin betumas aguf, he's chayiv karas. This Bryce is discussing if somebody that was tameh ate kachin, but the kachin was also b'achila, because it was lefnei zrika. And Zrika, in addition to being Meratza, is also Mata the Basa Bachil. So essentially, the Tomei, Bitumas Aguf, that's the more Chumer Sug Tumma in the context of Kachem, ate Basa that was Asa Bachila. You would have thought that he should be Chayiv Karis Talmud Loimer, Kol Tahar Yoichal Basa. It says that a Tahar is allowed to eat Basa, and then the Torah says, if you're not Tahar, Vanevich Ashatoichal Basa, Mibzara Shlovim, Hashel Hashem, Bitumas Ayolov, Vinichrasa. And we make a hackish. Hanitel with Tahar Yoichayov and Mishum Tumma. Only Basa, where you can say the words called Tor Yechal Basim, meaning Basim, that's Mutal L'Tahirim, do you have the halacha of Anefesh Ashatoichal Basim Yibzar Ashlovim Ashal Hashem V'tumas Yolav V'nechuzah V'sha'in L'Tahirim, but Basim, that's not Mutal L'Tahirim, Ein Chayav V'nolam Mishum Tumah. And being that Basa lifnei zrika is not nitter with tahirim. If someone's tummy and eats it, he's not going to be chayyin elah nechla tayim chayav and olav mishum toma v'sheinah nechla tayim en chayav and olav mishum toma. Fake the Gemara. If you're going to make such a hackish and you're going to say that the only time a person's chayav for eating basar kachin betumas agov is if it's mutar l'achila, maybe if it was once mutar l'achila, but right now it's not mutar l'achila, that too will be enough to say that he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Meaning, what we're being memayit from this hekesh that it has to be nitel l'tahirim is something that was never mutar. It became tummy before zrika, so it was never mutar. What if it was mutar and then something happened to it later, such as oitzi and yes alon v'say yoitzi she'ena nechalun l'tahirim? Maybe lon and yoitzi a psul that came about after the zrika. Maybe that too should be enough of a psul to tell me that being that it's not nitel l'tahirim, so you don't have kol tor yoichal basar, so maybe you shouldn't have the halach of somebody eats it betumas agov. Meaning, very nice hekish, but how do you know where to draw the line with the hekish? Why are you telling me something that was never mutter, such as it became tameh before zrika? So over there, the halach is that a kohen that eats it, or it's, if or stamaz, it didn't become tameh before zrika, it's before zrika, that the halach is that a kohen that eats it betumah is not going to be chayiv karas. You're limiting the application of the hekesh. Maybe broaden the application of the hekesh and say that any time right now it's not roi l'achila, even if it was once roi l'achila, something happened to it later, such as loin yaitze talmud loy mashal l'ashem rib. No, there's a riboy. Yochal sheni marbe es apigulin v'esa noisaris. The Gemara says noisaris haynu lan. You just said you can't be marbe noisar. El afa pigulim ki noisaris. Maybe pigul should be like noisar. Talmud loy mizav v'chashlam imiot. Point is, you have a ribu, you have a miut, so you can't be marba everything, you also can't be mamayat everything. Umar rois, the rabbi says elu, lohitzias elu, says the Gemara, achash riba, kos of a miut. We have a ribu, we have a miut, meaning sometimes if a tame eats something that's aser ba'achila, he's going to be chayv karas. And sometimes if a tame eats something that's aser ba'achila, he's not going to be chayv karas. What we say is, marba nias elu, shloyes l'mshas ha-kosher, umaytse nias elu, shloyes l'mshas ha-kosher. It makes sense to be marba and say you'll be chayv karas if you eat something that was once mutter, and that you won't be chayiv karas if you eat something that was never mutter. So if the tame eats it before zrika, it was never mutter, because zrika's matter. As a result, he's not going to be chayiv karas. If he eats it when there was a machsheves pigel, let's say, he's not going to be chayiv karas, because it was never mutter, because you never had kosher avoidus to be matter. If the koyin ate it when he was tame, where it was not roi l'achila, but it was because of something that happened after that already been mutter, such as the basu was lan, it was yoytze, something that happened after the zrika was done bekashrus, to a full kashra avoidus, the zrika was matter, everything was okay. Al zena ma the riboy, over there he's going to be chayev. So the bottom line is that a tame is not allowed to eat kachim. If he eats kachim, he's chayev karis, but there's a limitation. He's only chayev if he eats kachim that was at the very least once roi l'achila. But if the kachim itself was never roi l'achila, you were never able to say on this piece of meat, kol tohar yoichal basar, because it was never ever mutter. There was no shas ha-kosher. In that case, he's not going to be chayev. Continues the braisa, and this is the part we need. Vim toimar, basar shenitma lufnei zrikas damim, va'ochloi la'achas zrikas damim, ibnei machayovin olav. That loch is, the braisa says, that if the basar would become tummy before zrika, and then the kohen would eat it after zrika, that loch is, the tummy for eating this basar would be chayev. Why is he chayef? If it became tameh before the zrika, then it never had a shasa kosher. And based on the rule of the braisa, he shouldn't be chayef. Yet the halacha is he's chayef. And tzok de gemara, b'nei atzitz meratza. The reason is, because the tzitz is meratza. And being that the tzitz is meratza, so the tzitz says that even though there was toma, it's as if the avoidus were done, even though physically you can't eat it. But al zenem atzitz meratza, that we look at it as if there was a kosher zrika. And it's considered kol to yoichal basar. And as a result, if a tummy is going to eat it, he's going to be chayef karas. Okay, what do we want from here? Nitma in yoytzei loy. It sounds like from this braisa that only if it was nitma lifnei zrika is it okay, is it considered roi l'achila enough that if a tummy eats it afterwards, he's going to be chayef karas. But what if it would have been yoytzei lifnei zrika? Then it sounds like if a tummy would eat it, he wouldn't be chayiv karas. Now the truth is that's be machloikis shnuya. That's a big machloikis in shas. Man shavle dama in zrika meyels liyotze. Who's the tana that holds zrika is not meyels liyotze? It's all Rabbi Eliezer. Viktani the meratz tzitz al achilos. And you'd see that the tzitz is meratz al achilos. You see that tzitz works for basa became tummy, because in this brisa that's discussing the ritzoy tzitz, it's discussing it in the case where the basa became tummy. That's the whole nidon over here, where a koyin tummy ate basa. He's eating basa of a carbon where the basar itself became tamei lifnei zrika. We're saying tzitz meratza. So you see, number one, tzitz meratza al achilos. You also see derech agav that the time of this brisa holds ein zrika meyeles liyotze, because the brisa seems to hold that if the basar would become tamei lifnei zrika, the zrika would work to tell me that a tamei that eats it is chayv karas, but if it would be yoytze lifnei zrika not. In other words, ein zrika meyeles liyotze. So you see that there's a tana here that holds ein zrika meyeles liyotze. He holds tzitz meratza al achilos. The one that holds ein zrika meyeles liyotze in shas is Rabbi Eliezer. So you see Rabbi Eliezer holds tzitz meratza al achilos. Now it's very nice. It's Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasoy in the price that we mentioned on top. Rabbi Eliezer oimer tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yoytze oimer ein tzitz meratza al achilos. But that's all true if you're not epach the price. If you epach the price, then it comes out that Rabbi Yoytze is the one that holds tzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Eliezer holds ein tzitz meratza al achilos. You can have a stira in Rabbi Eliezer, and you can't make an epach in a brisa to end up with a stira in a brisa. Must be then you have to leave the previous brisa the way it was, which means Rabbi Yossi holds ein tzitz meratza al achilos. It's Rabbi Eliezer that holds tzitz meratza al achilos. If Rabbi Yossi holds ein tzitz meratza al achilos, if you keep in cheshbon, that means we started off with two brises, and we wanted the first brisa to be the the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. And we wanted the second brisa to be Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. It's very nice. You want to apply Rabbi Yossi's shita that when we don't make a knas by mezid, so too a karbin yachid, where the tumah happened by mezid, or the zrika happened by mezid. The halacha is, you're going to still say tzitz meratzes, Rabbi Yossi. The problem is, that brisa also holds tzitz meratzes alachilos. And Rabbi Yossi's shita is, ain't tzitz meratzes alachilos. And based on that, we just knocked out the first teretz. So the first teretz to the stira was, her Rabbanon, her Rabbi Yossi. That doesn't work. Elam Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, Saint Teretz, just change the names. Loi Kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanon. The second price you just said, holds sitz meratz al achilles. Who holds sitz meratz al achilles? Rabbi Eliezer, it'll be Rabbi Eliezer. But the Gemara asks a very obvious question. Amen, the Shamalei, the Rabbi Eliezer, the meratz sitz al achilles. Because you find Rabbi Eliezer holds sitz meratz al achilles, and the tan of that price holds sitz meratz al achilles, that means Rabbi Eliezer is the tan of that price. The loi konis mi Shamalei, the ikur chiddush of that price is not sitz meratz al achilles. The ikur chiddush of that price was, bein shoygik, bein mezid, bein yachid, bein tzibur. Where do you find anywhere that Rabbi Eliezer holds that a carbon yachid, even b'mezid, the tzitz is going to be meratz? So the Gemara says, in keichad, shamalei the Rabbi Yossi, shamalei the Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah, in fact, the same exact way that we know Rabbi Yossi holds, that the same Rabbi Yossi that we're applying to our sugya to make us think that Rabbi Yossi would hold carbon yachid, shoygig, mezid, the tzitz would be meratz. I have the same exact information about Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, oyim b'mezid, shoygig, b'mezid, chumasei, chumas, beforeish. What was the Rabbi Yossi that we had? It was Rabbi Yossi in Truma. I have the same exact Rabbi Eliezer in Truma. But the Gemara continues and says, "Amen the Shamalei Rabbi Eliezer, but Truma the Kilo." Because from the Chamir, Mishamalei, and this would have been a kash on the first teretz also. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, how are you stelling to Truma to Kachim? Maybe by Truma, which is not so chamor, over there, we're not koines when it comes to a mezid. But maybe Kachim, which is more chamor, we are koines. But the Gemara says, I hear the chilk. You want to make a chilek between Shuma and Kachem? I'm buying. I have no problem with that. But I'm Kain, ha, man, tarme. Who is the time? It has to be somebody. Who's going to be the time of the Braisa? It has to be Luchaira, either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Eliezer. We know it can't be Rabbi Yossi because of an agav issue. Rabbi Yossi holds ain't sitz meratz al achilos, and the Braisa holds sitz meratz al achilos. So be Rabbi Eliezer. It has to be one of those two. And even though you can make a chilek, I got it. The London can go crazy here and tell me, how you spelling too? You're not, the fact you're not going to be mafishman, truma tmei al truma taira, to the halacha of tzitz meratz al achilos. I'm sure there's a chilek you could say, and the Gemara throws out a very obvious one. One is truma, one is kachem. That's pretty obvious. And kachem is always mochaber. But at the same time, who is it? It has to be somebody. There is such a braisa, and the best we can come up with is that it's initially Rabbi Yossi, alternatively Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, those are the first two terutzim of the Gemara. But there's another two terutzim. Ravina says it's not fair, because the truth is, when we saw the braisa originally, we saw that the braisa left us hanging. Right? It wasn't clear in the braisa when the braisa said shoygig mezid. What was shoygig mezid? So you have two braisas. One braisa says tzitz meratza on karbin yachid, the shoygig napa mezid. You have another braisa that says tzitz meratza on karbin yachid, bein shoygig bein mezid. It's a stira. Really, before you ask the stira, you have to ask yourself, what does shoygig mezid mean? Maybe what shoygig mezid means in one braisa and what shoygig mezid means in the other braisa is not the same thing. We pose two possibilities. One possibility was it was nitma b'shoigig versus nitma b'mezid. The second possibility was the zrika was done b'shoigig versus the zrika being done b'mezid. The Gemara is going to say two additional terutzim to answer this dira. Both are going to be along this theme that what shoigig b'mezid means in one price is not what shoigig b'mezid means in which price. What does shoigig mean in the first price? What does it mean in the second price? Those are the two terutzim. Says the Gemara, Ravina says, Tumasoi, when it comes to the tumma, bein b'shoigig bein b'mezid hurtza. The second braisa is discussing nitma. How did it become tameh? Did it become tameh b'shoygig or did it become tameh b'mezid? If it became tameh, whether it was b'shoygig, whether it was b'mezid, it's going to be hurts. Zrikasa, when it comes to the zrika, b'shoygig, hurts, b'mezid, hurts. So the first braisa is discussing the zrika. The second braisa is discussing the tumah. There's no stira. The zrika, if the zrika happened b'mezid, loy hurts. That's what the second braisa is saying. That's what the first price is saying. The second price is not talking about the Zrika. The second price is talking about the Tumah. If it became Tumah, even b'mezid, it doesn't matter. It's still going to be Hortza. Rav Sheila Amar, same teretz, but just the opposite. Zrikasoi, as it relates to the Zrika, bein b'shoygig, bein b'mezid, Hortza. Tumasoi, as it relates to the Tumah, b'shoygig, Hortza, b'mezid, loy, Hortza. Afraid to Gemara, the Rav Sheila. Again, Rav Sheila's teretz was that the second price is discussing Zrika, the first price is discussing Tumah. So as it relates to Zrika, it doesn't matter if it happened b'shoygig or b'mezid, it's going to be Hortza even for a carbon yachid. As it relates to Tumah, There you have the idea. B'shoygig kurtz b'meizah lo yhortz. Fait the Gemara hadik tani shenitma bein b'shoygig bein b'meizah. Doesn't it sound like the tumah happened b'shoygig b'meizah in this brisa? Where it says no hachi kamar nitma b'shoygig v'zorkoi bein b'shoygig bein b'meizah. Tashma one other kasha on Rab Shela again, who said zrika bein b'shoygig bein b'meizah hortza. Tumma is where you have the chilik and shoygig and meizid. Dam shenitma v'zarkoi b'shoygig kurtza b'meizid loy hurtza. Sakti gemara hachi kamer. Dam shenitma v'zarkoi bein b'shoygig bein b'meizid nitma b'shoygig kurtza b'meizid loy hurtza. You can play with the words so it can work with Rav Shela. Exhale. So the topic of today's daf was really one topic. It's the halacha of tzitz meratza, and we saw a few yesoides in today's daf. Number one, we saw the idea of tzitz meratza. Tzitz is only meratza on tumah, even though the pasuk seems to speak in more general terms. V'hoya al meitzach aharon v'nosa aharon es avoyin hakadosh mashe yakdishu b'nei Yisrael l'chol matlis kodsheim. What's this avoyin hakadoshim? So the Gemara, by process of elimination, said that it's referring to the avoyin of tumah. What does it mean that tzitz is meratza on tumah? It means that if the carbon was tame, which part of the carbon, the dam, the chelev, a machlekes in the Gemara, if it means the basar as well, tzitz meratza al achilas ain't tzitz meratza al achilas. But if a part of the carbon was tame and now the zrika was done, there was a special koyach for the tzitz to be meratza that said that even though technically, based on the ordinary laws of kachim, because there's tumah in this carbon, the carbon shouldn't be meratza. The tzitz is meratza. It allows us somehow to have a carbon that's kosher, despite the fact that really this carbon should be possible. So just before we get into the real raid, just two things that are important, b'teras hakdama, really in terms of understanding Pashup Shan and this Gemara. And that is, when we talk about the tzitz being meratza, antumah, so Pasha, what it means is that if the Kayin Gadol, because he's the one that wore the tzitz, was wearing the tzitz at the time that the Zrika was done with this carbon that's Tameh, although the Zrika really shouldn't be Meratza, the tzitz allows that the Zrika should be Meratza. That's the Pasha of Shaf. You ask the man in the street, that's what he's going to tell you. Stating that, Rashi Mesechtes Yuvadav Zayin Amid Beis, and Rashi Mesechtes Sanhedrin Daf Yudeis Amid Beis, and Rashi in other places in Shas, says a tremendous chiddush. He says that when we talk about the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol being meratz on tumah, what matters is whether the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz at the time it became tameh or not. Meaning, what matters is not what was going on at the time of the zrika, but rather what matters is what was going on at the time of the tumah. So if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz when the tumah happened, then you're going to have the tzitz meratza. If the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz at the time of the tumah, you're not going to have tzitz meratza. But here's the punchline. If the Kohen Gadol was not wearing the tzitz at the time that the tumah happened, but he was wearing it at the time of the zrika, even though the zrika is what's meratza, it doesn't matter. Tzitz meratza means that the tzitz is working at the time of the chalos tumah. That's what matters. It does not matter whether he's wearing it at the time of his rikva. The Shagas Aryeh, in his Gvura Sariyeh, Masech Tizyum Adav Zayin Amid Beis, asks, V'im Toymar, he doesn't understand Pashup Shana Rashi. What caused Rashi to learn this way? Pashut, he says, in Tzvara, that's the Lashon of the Shagas Aryeh, you would think that the way Tzitz Meratza works is if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the Tzitz at the time of his rikva, then it's going to be Meratza. Who cares what was going on at the time of the Tumah? The Ritzui takes place when the Zrika takes place. So Tzitz Meratza, you would think, works in tandem with the Zrika somehow. It gives the Zrika its Kayach. So you would think the Kohen Gadol needs to be wearing the Tzitz at the time of his rikva. Why? Or how? And Favos, did Rashi think that since Meratz is totally in the Shasa Tumah and not in the Shasa Zrika, the Shagas Aryeh leaves it at Tzarechin, and we're going to leave it at that note as well. But the truth is that really this Rashi and this Shagas Aryeh and the way that we're going to speak about right now is really totally in one Mandama and Shas. Because the truth is, there is a Mandama and Shas that holds that the Tzitz was Meratza bein oidoy al metzchoy u bein ein oidoy al metzchoy. So Rashi's coming to explain the Manda Omar that holds that the Kohen Gadol had to be wearing the tzitz in order to have tzitz meratza. When did he have to be wearing it? Says Rashi, you would have thought he had to be wearing it at the time of the Zrika. No, he had to be wearing it at the time of the Tumah. But the truth is that in itself is b'machloikis shnuyah. It's machloikis in Shas. It's a machloikis whether the Kohen Gadol had to be wearing the tzitz at all. There's a Manda Omar that says even if he wasn't wearing it. So according to the Manda Omar that says the Kohen Gadol didn't have to be wearing the tzitz, it's simple. The tzitz was meratza even if he's not wearing it. We're going according to the Manda Omar that holds that the Kohen Gadol had to be wearing the tzitz. When did he have to be wearing it? Pasha, you would have thought, b'shazrika. Shagasari says that's the Svara. Rashi says not that way. Rashi says it's not totally in the Shas Rika, but rather it is totally in the Shas Avodah. Now for the hashtag Popo. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Kalayim, and we've spoken about this Rambam many, many times, says a Chiddush. Rambam says it's Perik Yud Hilchas Kalayim Halacha Lamed Beis. Kehanim Shalav Shu Big Day Kahuna. Shaloi b'shas avoidah. If the kehanim were wearing the big day kuna, shaloi b'shas avoidah. Afilu b'mikdash. Even if it was in the base of mikdash loike, they get malchus. And the reason is b'pnei avnei true kalayim. Because one of the big day kuna was the avnei. The avnei was made up of kalayim. V'loihud shubay. And even though it's okay to wear the avnei, but it's only muti b'shas avoidah. Shuhi mitzvah sasei kamaya tzitzis. When the kohen's doing the avoidah, he has the asei of avoidah that's toicha the loy sasei of the kalayim. And as a result, it's okay for him to wear the big day kuna. But if a kohen is wearing the big day kuna, shalosh b'shas avoda, even if it's in the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter. He's still going to get malchus. And the reason is because he's wearing kelayim. He's being over the iser shatnes shaloi b'makom mitzvah. And as a result, he's going to get malchus for what? For the loy saseh of loy silba shatnes. Aye, then why isn't it always a problem? Because ordinarily, says the Rambam, when he's doing the avoda, he's being mekayim a mitzvah saseh. What's the mitzvah saseh? The mitzvah sasei of avoidah. We spoke already that it's not the mitzvah of avoidah. It's the Rambam l'shitasa in Sefer HaMitzvahs, mitzvah lamed gimel, where the Rambam holds that wearing the big day kuna is in and of itself a mitzvah. That's the Imrei Baruch teretz to the Shagasari's kasha. The income of koyim elohad. But that kiddu is the Rambam shita. The Ravid asks two kashas. The first kasha the Ravid says is Omar Avram Tobazet. The Rambam made a mistake. Shari Omar b'yume perik bali koyin gadol samach tesam and aleph b'mikdash avilu shloim b'shas avoyda mutar. First of all, the Ravid says the Rambam paskin not like a gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samech Tesam and Aleph. It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Kohen was allowed to wear his Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avodah, albeit in the Beis HaMikdash. Big Vulin, there's a discussion in the Gemara if he could wear it or not. But in the Beis HaMikdash, no. The Rambam says, Kayhanim Shalav Shu Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avodah, Afilu B'Mikdash Shloik. That's the first Kasha. The second Kasha, Umay Dekomer Nami Mipneya Avnei Chuchol Kalayim. This is what the Rambam said, that the reason the Kohen will get Malchus if he wears Big Day Kuna Shloi B'Shas Avodah is because of the Avnei. Break the Ravid. Why is the Rambam only mentioning the Avnet? What about the Choshen and the Eifoid? The Choshen and the Eifoid also had Kalayim. And the truth is, there's a machlokes in the Gemara whether the Avnet had Kalayim. So really, the Ravid's Kasha is a very strong Kasha. Why is the Rambam saying that the Shatnes is based on the Avnet, which is questionable whether it had Shatnes? Zugrut! Say Choshen! Say Eifoid! The Choshen and the Eifoid, everybody agrees, it's Pesukim in the Torah, that it was made up of Kalayim. So if the Choshen and the Eifoid were made up of Kalayim, why did the Rambam say Mipnei Ha'avnet Shehu Kalayim? What happened to the Choshen and what happened to the Eifoid? Zok to Beis HaLevi and behecked him another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, Perik Ches Aloch Yidav. The Rambam brings the same Aloch over there. So this Rambam is in Hilchas Kalayim, where the Rambam is discussing Kalayim. The other Rambam is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, where the Rambam is discussing Avoid. Says the Rambam, Big Day Kuhuna, Mutter Lehones Bohem. Lefichach Loivesh Oysam Biyoim Avoidasoy. Afilu Shaloi B'Shas Avoid. Says the Rambam, you let him have a Noah from the Big Day Kuhuna. And it's for that reason, it's okay for the Koyein to wear his big day kuna, afilu shloi b'shas avoda. Says the Rambam, chutz min avnet, with the exception of the avnet, mipnei shehu shatnes, lefichach asu l'koyin hedyet l'loiv shoy el b'shas avoda. Says the Beis HaLevi. The Rambam over here went out of his way to tell me this halacha with regards to a koyin hedyet. Again, big day kuna b'tu lihonis ba, lefichach loiv shoy sim yeh mavidasa afilu shloi b'shas avoda. Chutz min avnet, mipnei shehu shatnes. It's for that reason, says the Rambam, why is it only the Kohen Hedyet? Why not the Kohen Gadol? Says the Beis HaLevi, Shteiton Rambam Amor Degi Yisoy, that it was only the Kohen Hedyet that had to be worried about the Avnet Shaloi B'Shas Mitzvah. But as it relates to the Kohen Gadol, there was no such issue. Why not? Says the Beis HaLevi, based on the Gemara that we learned today. We learned the Gemara today that the Tzitz was Meratza. What does it mean that tzitz was meratza? If the carbon became tamei, whether it was the dam, whether it was the chelev, and according to one man dam and shas, even if the basar became tamei, ordinarily that would disqualify the carbon. But there's a special halacha of tzitz meratza. And there's a man dam and shas that says, when was the tzitz meratza? If it was oydei al metzchoy, if the kohen gadol was wearing the tzitz. And says the Beis HaLevi, that's pashut. although it's not Pashut, but says the Beis Halevi, that's Pashut, that when we say that Tzitz was Meratzim, means that the Kohen Gadol was wearing all his big day kuna, he was wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, then there was a power for the Tzitz to be Meratzim. Says the Beis Halevi, if that's the case, there's no such thing as Shaloi B'Shas Avoida when it comes to the Kohen Gadol. Because if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, even if he's not doing the Avoida, he's not being Madlik the Neiros, he's not bringing the Ketores, he's not doing Shchita Kabbalah Elacha Azrika. But at the end of the day, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the Shmoyne Begadim, if Tumah would happen at that moment, the way Rashi says in Yuma Zayin Amid Beis and it's on Edge Yud Beis Amid Beis, the Halacha is the tzitz would be meratza. That means wearing the tzitz in and of itself always has a koyach to be meratza. So it's always shas avoida. If it's always shas avoida, there's no such thing as shalei b'shas avoida. That's why when the Rambam brought the halacha in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perek Ches, says the Rambam also the koyin hedyit the loif shay ela shalei b'shas avoida. What do you mean koyin hedyit? Why not koyin gadol? Zok the Beis Halevi, because it's not possible. Sinish gemolt when it comes to the koyin gadol. Only by the koyin hedyit is there a concept of shas avoida shalei b'shas avoida. But by the koyin gadol with the tzitz is Meratza, it's always going to be Shas Avoida. Talk to Beis Halevi, that's the Rambam Lushitasa. The Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchos Kelayim Halacha Lamed Beis says, Kehanim Shalav Shabit Ekun Shalav Shas Avoida, Afilu Bemik the Shalav Bnei Avne, Shehu Kelayim, Freik the Ravid, Umayik the Kama Namib Bnei Avne, Shehu Shal Kelayim, Otu Choshim Ve'evoi, Mi Lesu, Kelayim Bit Mi Freik the Ravid, I don't understand. Why is the Rambam talking about Avne? Why not talk about the Choshen and the Eifoy? The Teretz says, because who wore the Choshen and the Eifoy? The Kohen Gadol wore the Choshen and the Eifoy. Being that it was only the Kohen Gadol that wore the Choshen and the Eifoy. It wasn't the Kohen Hedyot. And the Rambam Lashitase holds that the whole Allah is only negay the Kohen Hedyot. It's not negay the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Hedyot, you can't talk about the Choshen and the Eifoy. It's like the Rambam, it's because of the Avnei. I pass in the Avnei of the Kohen Hedyot at Kalayim. That's why it's only negay the Kohen Hedyot. It's not negating the Kohen Gadol. That's why the Rambam mentioned Avnet. The Rambam not mentioned the Choshen and the Eifoy. There's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph that tells a fascinating and a well-known story. So yesterday we had the Gemara about Rav Kahana and Rav and Rav Yechanan. Bavakama Kufi Zayin Amar Aleph. This is another story that's a classic tucked away in the middle of a super lubnisha Gemara. Sugis of Trey Utrey, Eid Echonem and Bisurim, Ein Davish of the Erva Pachas Mishnayim. It's very lubnisha Taisvis there in Kedushin. Samach Vav Amar Aleph Shtik. There's major lumdus over there. But tucked in middle of a super lumdus Gemara, the Gemara tells a story. There was a story with Yanni HaMelech. He went to a certain city. When he came back, he was really, really pumped. The car lechol chachmei Yisrael, and he called all the chachmei Yisrael. He made a suda for them. Amalehem, and he tells the chachmei Yisrael, "I think now would be a good time to remember holach ma'anya da'chalu avasana aviseinu hayoichlam meluchim bezman shayu asuka beis hamikdash." Remember, once upon a time, our humble beginnings, where our ancestors were building the second beis hamikdash. And they would eat meluchim, they didn't have anything. They would eat salty food. Af anu noicha meluchim zeichel aviseinu. Let's sit down on the floor and let's eat meluchim zeichel aviseinu. The helu meluchim al shulchan ish azav ha'achla. And this is an amazing event. This is literally the best of times. V'ayisham echad. And there was one person who was sitting at the meal who was an ish late, levra ubliyah. Quite the resume. The Elazar ben Pa'ira Shemay. Vayom Elazar ben Pa'ira Yanei HaMelech. And Elazar ben Pa'ira turns to Yanei HaMelech and he tells him, Yanei HaMelech, Libam Shel Prushim Alecha. You know, the Orthodox Jews, they don't really like you very much. So Yanei HaMelech says, really? Uma Esa? I mean, how do I know? Maybe you're not telling the truth. He says, I'll tell you, you can. Hokim Lem Batzitcha Bein Einecha. Put on the tzitz. Yanei HaMelech was the Kohen Gadol. So he says, put on the tzitz. Rashi says that when you're going to wear the tzitz, it's going to cause them, out of deference to the tzitz, to have to tell the truth. You can ask him anything you want. That's the perfect lie detector. And you're going to know 100% what's going on in their minds. Hey, let me sit you. So he went ahead, Yanei HaMelech, did he put on the tzitz? Hayosham Zokin Echot, there was an altayid, the Yehuda ben Gedidya Shemoy. Vayayim Yehuda ben Gedidya le Yanei HaMelech. He says, Yanei HaMelech, Rav Lecha Kesa Malchus, isn't it enough that you're king? Hanach Kesa Lekuna Lezari Shalaharim. Why don't you let a real Kayan be the Kayan Gadol? It was a very big mistake. Shayu Aymrin, and the reason this person said this was because people used to say there was a rumor that although Yanei HaMelech's father
was a kohen. Yani came from the chashmeina. But imoy nishbis by moedim. But his mother had been a shvuya in moedim. And there were rumors that maybe she wasn't a kshera. As a result, he's a ben gerusha, ben chalutza, a ben shvuya, ben zayna, and he's possible to be a kohen hedyet, let alone a kohen gadol. Either way, people started looking into it. At that suda, they do their quick due diligence. Vayavuka shadavar, lo and behold, v'leinimtza. They found out that what this alti yid Yehuda ben Gedudya said was not true. Vayibadu chachmi Yisrael bezam. Everybody left. And the meal ended abruptly, so it started off as this unbelievable celebration with everyone sitting on the floor and they're remembering the meluchim that the Jews ate when they built the Beis HaMikdash. It had a very bad ending. So this same bad guy turns to Yani and says, Hedid Shabbi Yisrael Kachu Dinoi. You know, when a fight breaks out and things end uncomfortably, so everybody leaves in a bad mood and then they get together and they make up. He said, but you're a king and you're the Kohen Gadol. You can't just let this end like this. You have to do something. So Yana HaMelech again said, Uma Esa, what should I do? So Lesman Pira told him, Atashamei Latzos, if you listen to me, Roim Sein, kill them. So Yana HaMelech said, kill them? These are the Chachamim. The Torah Matei Oleh. So he said, don't worry about the Torah. Torah will be fine. Harry Kruchu Munachas Bekeren Zavis, Kalaroit Salumai, Yavav Elumai. The Torah is not going anywhere. I didn't tell you to destroy the Sifrei Torah Chalila. I said destroy the Chachmei Yisrael. Amram Nachum Bad Yitzchak Yad Nizrugav Apikorsis. So you see that Yanei HaMelech at that moment became an Apikoris. The Havalei LeMeimar, because what should he have followed back and said? Teinuch Torah Shabiksav. But Torah Shabalpeh, this is before Rebbe's at that point, Torah Shabbat hadn't been written down yet. Torah Shabbat either way, Meyad, Vatut, Sarai, Deo, Lesbam Pira, Vayihorgu, Kol Chachmi Yisrael. Yanei HaMelech listened to what Lesbam Pira told him, and he killed all the Chachmi Yisrael, Vayoilam, Mishtoimim, and the world was empty. There was no Torah. It's one of the few times in history where Chazal say, Vayoilam, Mishtoimim from Torah, Achabah, Shimim, and Shotach. A fascinating story. What part of the story do we need? It's so Yanei HaMelech goes and he puts on the tzitz. Great toisvis. And it's really Rashi already asks the Kasha, how is Yanei HaMelech to be able to put on the sitting at a suda? You could just go ahead and put on the tzitz? It's not so simple. Isn't there a big shaila if you're allowed to just put on big day kuna, shalei b'shas avoida? This wasn't a shas avoida. How's it wearing the tzitz? Says Toysus Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, the Dafket sits Mishum the Chsiv Bay Bahaya Metzchay Tamid Mashma the Mutter Shaloi B'Shas Avayit. Being that the Torah says the tzitz should be Tamid on the Haring, so it sounds like he can even wear it Shaloi B'Shas Avayit. Avo B'Shar Begadim Bay, but when it comes to other Begadim, now the Yani Hayukai Mizera Beis Chashmeinai, and he was putting on the tzitz Shaloi B'Shas Avayit, even though it's a big tumul in Shas, whether you're allowed to put on Shaloi B'Shas Avayit. Sinish Kain Kasha. You know why it's not a Kasha? Because over here you're dealing with the tzitz, and he only put on the tzitz. He didn't put on the other begadim. All he did was put on the tzitz. But the truth is, with this raid from the Beis HaLevi, I don't know if it's muchach. Maybe put on all the big day kuna. You're not allowed to wear shaloi b'shas avoyda. Why you're not allowed to wear shaloi b'shas avoyda? Because of this problem of shatness. But when it comes to the kohen gadol, there's never a problem of shatness. Why is it not a problem of shatness? Because it's always shas avoyda, because the tzitz is always being meratza. The bottom line is, being that the tzitz is always being meratza, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. But just one final ha'ara, and that is that the Chassam Sofer, in his tshuvas, in Yerideh Simin Samech Tes, asks a bamba kasha. We've spoken about this kasha in the past very, very briefly, but we've never gotten into it. That is the sugya Perek HaNezakim, where the Gemara discusses a kohen that has a machsheves pigel. Is he a mazik? Does he now have to pay the bayil or not? Hezek nikr shmei hezek, or hezek nikr shloi shmei hezek. And there's a man number that says that he's a mazik, and as a result, he has to pay. Bavikama dafei, the Rashi, right? It's a sugi in shas. Kehanim shapiglu, whether or not they're chayev, mishum mazik. Freitach samsoi for a kasha. I think he brings the one of his Talmidim, asked him the kasha, that we know that a kohen that wears big day kuna, shloi b'shas avoida, is over the Issa Shatnes. It's the Rambam in the end of Hilchas Kalayim. It's the Rambam Perik Ches and Hilchas Kalayim Mikdash. And the reason is because the Big Day Kuna had Shatnes and he's wearing it Shaloi Be Shas Avoida. If a Kohen does the Avoida with a Machshavas Pigel, it comes out he never did an Avoida because he did it with Machshavas Pigel. If he never did the Avoida, it comes out he wore Big Day Kuna Shaloi Be Shas Avoida. If he wore Big Day Kuna Shaloi Be Shas Avoida, he gets Malkus for being over the Issa Shatnes. If he gets Malkus for being over the Sashanis, he can't be Chayiv Al Tzmazik, because you're not like a Mashallah. So the Talmud asked the Chassam Sofer that he doesn't understand. Kohanim Shepiglu, you're a Mazik, how you a Mazik? To the extent that you had a Machshavas Pigel, it comes out of a Shalei B'Shas Avoida. If it was Shalei B'Shas Avoida, you're over the Sashanis. If you're over the Sashanis, then you're like a. If you're like it, you're not Mashallah. So you're always going to be eating like Kumashalin. So who's this man number that holds? Kayam Shapiglo, you're going to be Chai.
So the Kisvei HaGrach, they bring from Reb Chaim Briska. The Reb Chaim Briska said a gewaldig teretz based on sugyas that we've learned together, Mesachtes Kachin. And that is that we know that there's a terminology which at first glance sounds like an oxymoron, but it's a terminology that's used. It's called carbon pigle. What does carbon pigle mean? It means in order for a carbon to be pigle, it actually requires avodah. Kartzas, kosher kachartzas puzzle. Atshe yikrivu kol matirev. It's one of the intros to pigle that we spoke about last week. In order for a carbon to be pigle, you actually need to do avodah. It needs dalet avodah. That's why if the carbon that was had the machshavas pigle was a chatas, for example, and a kohen had a machshavas shloim v'shma during one of the avodas, which makes the carbon possible. And then he had a machshavas pigle; it's not a pigle because it's not a kosher a carbon pigle because the shloim v'shma knocked it out. You need that. The only thing wrong with this carbon should be pigle, but if there's something else wrong with this carbon, it's not going to be. But the point is, there's something called a carbon pigle, and a carbon pigle, in order for it to be a kosher a carbon pigle, using those words loosely, needs dalet avodas. If it needs dalet avoidas, said Reb Chaim, it comes out that what a kohen does in avoida with a machsheves pigle is a hasten avoida. Because if it wasn't an avoida, would it be pigle? It can't be pigle if it's not an avoida. So what was the chsam sleifis kasha? Says Reb Chaim, the chsam sleifis kasha was that lechayra every time a kohen does an avoida with a machsheves pigle, it's shalei b'shas avoida. If it's shalei b'shas avoida, you should get malchus for the asashanis. If that's the case, you shouldn't be chayev. Because you're not like a mishali. So Reb Chaim, it's not true. It's not shalei b'shas avoida. It's shas avoida. Either was a machsheves pigle. Fakir, that's more the reason that it was a shas avoida. Because pigle requires avoida. And if it's not aveda, it's not pigle. So it was a shas aveda. Shas aveda, it's not shalei b'shas aveda, by definition. As a result, you're not going to be chayv malchus, so you don't have a problem with being like, but that was the chsam soifas kasha. And the chsam soifas, true, brings a few terutzim. But I was thinking, like this base alevi, could be its pashat. Maybe when the Mishnah says kehanam shapigle, we don't mean a kayin hadya. We mean a kayin gadol. Who said we mean a kayin hadya? Maybe you mean a kayin gadol. A kayin gadol, it's never shalei b'shas aveda. Because even though the kayin gadol was doing the aveda with a machshev as pigle, so clapping the aveda that he was doing, it was maybe shalosh b'shas. But it's always a shas avoida because this is always meratza. So if it's always a shas avoida because it's meratza, it's always going to be a shas avoida. It's not shaloi b'shas avoida. Thus, he's not leika. There's no problem of leika u'mishalim.